So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey everyone, what's up? This is OL.
And this is Sway.
Yep, you're listening to the Marriedpreneur Life
Podcast. I was waiting for you.
Oh, you were waiting for me.
Yeah. So this is episode 88.
Y'all believe we're on 88?
Crazy, Amazing. And excuse the ambient noise if you hear that, because we're in the car headed to the grocery store. And you know, this is life, real life on real life terms.
Yep.
So, behind the scenes, Marriedpreneur Life, okay? So, today, we are in the thick, I would say maybe thick or middle, kind of almost middle, of our 1 week launch for the Marriedpreneur Growth Kit. And so here's the thing that we wanted to speak about, because we have been having, I would say, glitch after glitch after glitch, right? And so we were just talking about this statement, because we don't believe it's absolute, but we wanted to bring it to you all's attention, because you may be using it as a crutch.
Right.
And so this episode we're going to be covering when imperfect
action
is better than perfect inaction, right? And we weren't going to call it that at first. At first, we were just going to say, like, it as an absolute, like, perfect or imperfect action is always better than perfect inaction, right? But
as we thought about that more deeply, we realized
maybe not.
Not so much as an absolute.
Yeah. And so I think let's talk about real quick on when we think. Now, this is very unscripted. So when we think, and we may have differing views, is why I say that, which is totally fine. When we think about imperfect actions and perfect inactions, like, when do you think it's okay for there to be a delay, or there to be perfect inaction versus imperfect action? When is that actually appropriate? Because I'm just so you all know, to give you a little backstory, I guess frame you a little bit, that sure. I think they should know that, and this is what I think, you can tell me your thoughts. I think I am of the thought, between the two of us, my husband and I, I'm going to be the one to take imperfect action first.
Between, I would agree with that.
Okay, I want to make sure we're good. Okay, so that's why I think it's interesting. I pose that question to you first, or maybe, I mean, I'm thinking about it too, but when is it best, if we're saying it's not an absolute statement, that that perfect inaction is better than imperfect action? Thinking, huh?
When perfect inaction is better than imperfect
action.
Okay, so I think one of the ways to distinguish when it's better or not is when it's something that is kind of two-pronged. A, time sensitive, and B, when it comes down to something being transactional. When your business is offering something, when your business is selling something.
This is when you're saying it's better to be perfect, to take no action at all. Perfect inaction. That's what the question is.
Or yes, and let's put a little balance to that. To take no action until it's perfect. Is that kind of what we mean by that?
I don't know, because there are a lot of perfectionists that say they're going to take action one day and they don't do it. So I think that puts another twist on the phrase. It says to make a left right there if you can. Sorry guys, we're kind of multitasking. So I don't know. I feel like if we give that out to say, well, perfect only when they do it once it's perfect. But I feel like there a lot of perfectionists don't operate that way.
Yeah, and that's why I say I think it depends on what it is. If you're just starting your business, launching your brand, or you maybe you've been in business for a while and the two of you are relaunching or launching or launching a new initiative with an existing business, mm-hmm. And it's not something that is A, time sensitive or B, transactional, then I think it is absolutely, I think it's a great thing. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a healthy thing. I think it gives you an advantage when you take imperfect action. But I'm going to put the condition on it. Mm-hmm. If it is time sensitive / transactional, then it's probably best to make sure that it's, I'm doing air quotes here, perfect before taking action. If I'm understanding.
So you're saying that it's best, there are situations that it's best to be quote unquote perfect in before taking action, and those are when it's time sensitive. Did I understand you correctly?
When it's time sensitive and it's transactional, meaning
that's
the market is about to pay you money for it.
Is that when you take perfect action? I mean, that's when you just don't move unless it's perfect.
That's what I'm thinking, yes. And granted, perfect in some degrees can be relative too. So
if it's
as best as you can get.
I'm saying when it's not, if it's we're saying perfect action, I mean perfect inaction, that means you're not moving at all. So when is it best to not move at all until it's perfect? Because we're all
Okay, then I'll give you another instance when it's best
to not move at all
until it's perfect.
Okay.
When you're not clear about, well, no, I'll take that back because I'm thinking in real time right now. No, never mind. I don't know that I know the answer to that.
Okay. Y'all see this? We're just like having a real life conversation. Because I'm thinking too, like we didn't want to make it an absolute statement, but I feel like there are going to be instances where it's going to be best to wait. Mm-hmm. However, to be able to paint that picture on when it's best to wait, I can't really speak because I'm not the one. That's why I asked my husband, because he would be the one to wait for perfect action or inaction. I'm like, let's do it half done.
Then I'm going to go back to my original point. Mm-hmm. Then if it's about to be transactional, if the market is about to pay you for whatever your business provides in the way of a solution, then you want to make sure that it's as perfect as you could possibly get it.
Right. But if that's the whole thing. If it's not perfect, so you don't move. That's what we're saying.
Yes. Don't move if it's about to be transactional based until whatever it is, your system or whatever it is perfect.
So then with that being said, what I also see happen is when many perfectionists, such as yourself, wait until, because the market is so hot, and they wait until it's quote unquote to their liking, it's perfect, and then they miss that window of opportunity because they're busy trying to get it perfect while the imperfect people are busy making money because the perfect people, perfectionists are
okay
busy trying to make it perfect.
Agreed. Now, can I add another condition to that?
Okay, go ahead.
Because I think it also depends on what kind of business you're in. And I'll give you a classic example. So one of my businesses is consulting. Uh-huh. I started when I didn't even have I had no system. My system was non-existent. Mm-hmm. And I started, and I was able to close a very large deal of which you know. Mm-hmm. And my system was far from perfect.
Exactly.
And it was highly transactional.
Exactly,
okay?
Exactly.
And as much upside as it was, that was as much downside that was also at risk as well.
Exactly.
And so in a consultancy, or let me say it differently, in a space where you are interfacing and interacting with the market, mm-hmm. and that's sort of the crux and the nature of your business, then it doesn't have to be perfect before you take action.
Right.
Because you can talk the market through it,
right,
even in spite of your imperfections, whatever they may be.
Right.
Now, if you are in the space of e-com,
okay,
right? So that means you have a product-based business, and the two of you are selling things, particularly online.
Okay.
If there's too much, if it's too jumbled and too mistake and too error riddled.
Yeah.
And it just becomes clunky and it just doesn't seem to be buttoned up. You know, the market, I think, is less gracious in that case. Like, you know what? I'm going to take my business elsewhere.
Probably
less gracious. Hey, again, depending on what you're selling.
Right. I don't know, husband. I hear what you're saying, but that's why we're having this very raw conversation because we think differently about a lot of things, and I think that's totally okay. I mean, you know.
And the only reason why I say that, by the way, in the e-com space is because you may not get a chance to explain away
the error. I still disagree with that because I feel like if you're not out there, nobody can give you a yes. Anyway, and so if one yes is better than no yeses, right? While you're behind the scenes cleaning it up, you know, I don't know. But a place that I would say, I mean, now that you said that, an example would be like different industries where imperfect, well, I would say perfect inaction, I don't know, is better than imperfect action, would be in like as a surgeon. When I go to a surgeon, I need them to take perfect action. Like, if it's going to be imperfect, then I just don't... I mean, if it's going to be imperfect action, then I'm like, let's just go to another surgeon who's going to do it perfectly. Like, I would say, like, that type of thing. I know that's in a different space.
I would agree.
Okay. Okay, see, guys, we just made that agreement. It took us, like, 9 minutes to get there into the episode, but I think that's good because at least we really are coming, like, going outside of the box. And I think it's important to think about this because even if you two kind of jump into one of the points we want to go over, even if you two have different perspectives on when to do something in the business, I think it's important to talk through it and give leeway. So like when you say you're big on, not to say I'm not, but you're definitely big on design and you're big on,
I'm big on presentation.
On the presentation, mm-hmm. and the branding, which is awesome, right? And I'm big on, okay, let's get it done. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it doesn't look the best, I want to at least get going because I know if I wait for it to look the best, I know I'm losing opportunity. So between us, we will like work on something and then he'll be like, oh, can you change that? Can you change that? And then I'm like, okay. Then I'm like, no, that doesn't need to be changed. Let's just go, you know? And then he's like, no. And so sometimes, you know, we'll go back and forth about something, but we'll give each other that leeway while we're building, right? And so I feel like you give me leeway because I'm like, husband, let's just go. Like, now you're being a perfectionist. Like, it's okay. And then sometimes he'll give me the leeway, or I'll give him the leeway, and I'm like, okay, fine. You want to do that? I don't feel like we need it, but I'll go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be a give and take. If there are any other marriedpreneurs that are listening who deal with that, like this last conversation that we just had, getting to that point of understanding, like, okay, this is what we agree upon. And sometimes that's just like how our conversations go, and I think that's totally okay. So just working that piece out too. Now when it comes to let's talk about like the one mindset that keeps most couples in Stuckville, and we've been talking around it, but I would say, I'm not sure if you would say, but the one mindset that keeps couples in Stuckville is perfectionism. That's a mindset.
I definitely do, especially if they are launching a new initiative with their existing business, or if they're launching a business, period.
Mm-hmm.
I think then that oftentimes there's something we see and we have in our head that we feel like it has to be this before it can enter the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And that is a very subtle trap.
Yeah, it is, man.
That's a very subtle trap that can get you guys to the point caught in Stuckville. Now, we can argue both sides to that, right?
Yeah.
But I think the person who is more driven by quality control, I think they should probably tinker with the product or whatever that is, whether it's tangible or intangible, the product or the service, but not be in charge of the marketing or the branding or even in some cases the sale.
That's good with the different roles.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
But if you're a person who is not so much about quality control, then not saying that you don't care about it, but that's not your emphasis, then perhaps it's best that you do more of the, you know, the other stuff, the branding, perhaps even the sales, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, how this ties into like the wealth roles and what that means. Case in point, like we said earlier, we're in the middle of a launch and I was doing a lot of the behind the scenes things while we were both like, I mean, of course, traveling, but then with our new roles in life, in ministry, as well as shifting some things around, lots of things around actually in business and moving forward. There's so many different things going on, and I went ahead and started wearing some of the hats in the meantime, you know, that you would normally wear mm-hmm. in some parts of the business, which in turn ended up where, you know, we sent the wrong link out to our email list. So if y'all were on there, we sent you a couple of emails because we're like, oops, my bad, right?
But you absolutely cared. You are absolutely about quality control.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the presentation of it.
Yeah, I actually am. And I've been known, my friends recently have told me this, that I can be pretty picky. I didn't call me picky, though. They said it nicely. Particular?
Selective? Particular, I think was the word.
And so...
I think you've become more particular over in the business year. Especially.
Yeah. Well, I think because I know more. But at the same mm-hmm. time, I don't allow that to stop me from moving forward. Okay. So, but at the even still, though, you know, having extra eyes and things that you would be like, okay, try this, you know, you weren't able to do that. So, here we are talking about it on podcast episode number 88. Okay, so there's that part. But I think it's so important just to be mindful of, like, not allowing yourselves to be in Stuckville. Now, the next part of this, there's the other side to that coin, is there is a plus side of being a perfectionist in business, because I think perfectionists get a bad rap. Mm-hmm. But there is something spectacular about a highly detailed person mm-hmm. that may drive, you know, the average person crazy. Like, just get over it already, mm-hmm. or just do it already, mm-hmm. or just launch already, or just
whatever already.
But there's something pretty unique and spectacular about a highly detailed person, such as AKA perfectionist, because when that person does it, like, they do it, and you know, like, you expect nothing less than the best, because that's the brand that they set out for. And even if there are glitches here and there, you know that it's still a certain level of quality that mm-hmm. you're going to get from that brand. And yes, I feel like over the years, I've gotten more, I know, we've gone through a couple of of VAs, I would say, because of that, because my standard has been like, yeah, that used to be okay, but that's not okay anymore. And if mm-hmm. you're not going to level up, then if you're not going to be the one that's going to be there where we're going, then you can't be here right now, because you're keeping us here. Mm-hmm. And so I've been the one quick to be like, okay, let's move on to the next person who's actually going to grow with us, than mm-hmm. keep us stuck where we were when we started working with you.
Yeah. And I was just going to say another interesting thing about a perfectionist. Whatever it is that you two are working on in business meets the standard mm-hmm. of the perfectionist, mm-hmm. they become far more enthusiastic in sales.
Yeah, that's
because
so true.
Because they're so proud of it. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't mean that it won't need to be adjusted. Things may not mm-hmm. need to be changed, because what often a perfectionist may be proud of, mm-hmm. the market may not care much for. Mm-hmm. And so what ends up happening is, though, at least initially going out, when it has met whatever their standard is or criteria is, they have such an enthusiasm when it comes to presenting and mm-hmm. selling and talking about it. Mm-hmm. So they really become very deeply convicted evangelists for the brand.
Yeah, that's so good. And so, like, I know when I show you things, I know you're going to be honest. And I know when you say, that looks good. Now, lately, I've been asking him, okay, does it look good or does it look great? Because I don't want good.
You have been asking
So
me
I'm that. Like, am I turning into, like...
I'm like, man, how do I answer this?
Because then he's so used to saying, oh, it's good. I'm like, okay, well, it needs to be great. So what do we need to do to make it great? And so I think that's the mindset that I'm coming from now. At the same time, I'm still, like, launch anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm still, like, we did it,
and
right?
I think it depends on the time sensitivity of it.
Yeah.
If it's something that's still not coming out for a month, well, then that's one thing.
Well,
you
it
have
depends.
Time to be
like, we're the one who set that date, though, right?
True,
so
true,
that's
true,
not
true,
like
true.
Somebody else said it. We're true. The one who said it. So it's still about getting it done. I think it's still about being great, you know, in something versus just being good in something. Mm-hmm. But even if you're good in it, I stay still launch, but make it great. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that's a happy medium.
Well, you can launch and work your way to perfection.
That's what I'm... Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can launch it good, and while it's being launched,
and
you
tweak
take... Tweak mm-hmm. to great. And you learn from those... You learn those lessons, too, of greatness mm-hmm. By being good and then tweaking to great. Like, you learn how to be great from that, because you're always like, how can I make it better? How can I make it better? And that's how we do with our clients, too, with our team. Like, how can we serve them better? How can we make it better? How can we over-deliver?
And I think the... Mm-hmm. The gap between, or the bridge, let me say mm-hmm. it this way. The mm-hmm. bridge between good to great mm-hmm. is the feedback you get.
Yeah.
When you launch
well,
good,
the feedback, and the
you
feedback,
take the feedback
or the,
and
the feedback,
tweak it.
Or the feedback you don't get.
Or
if nobody's responding.
Because yeah. that's feedback
still. That's still, yes it is. So anyway, this went a little lengthier than normal. So hopefully mm-hmm. you've still found some golden nuggets in this. Especially once we got that first part cleared out. But mm-hmm. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this. But just be encouraged. You know what I'm saying? Like, go be Be good, but be great.
Go be great.
Go be good, great. Go be good, great. All right. Peace out.
Peace.
Oh, we didn't tell him. We'll put the link in there for this is the week of the launch. So madpreneurmap.com/special offer. We'll put it in the
Show notes.
In the show notes. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Peace, y'all. And if this has been helpful, hopefully it has. You can subscribe, rate, and review. We'll see you on the next episode.
Okay. Peace out.
Want more winning tips for your marriedpreneur life? If so, then go get your copy of our free Marriedpreneur Life Quick Start Guide. You can grab your free guide at M as in married, L as in life, quickstart.com.
Inside this guide, you'll find our top 15 systems and processes that we've used to grow our multiple businesses, as well as help countless marriedpreneurs kickstart and scale their vision to lead purposeful and profitable lives. We are marriedpreneurs living powerfully in sync and building amazing businesses that shape the future.